On today's Washington Page, we talk with the executive director of the Washington Economic Development Group, Ed Raber, who is also a volunteer in the Economic Restructuring Committee for Main Street Washington, about a recent presentation that Main Street Iowa put on regarding information about citizens in Washington County for local business owners. The information you can give that you know about Main Street Iowa as far as what their goals are or what do they help communities?
Well, the Main Street Washington has four different standing committees. One of them used to be called Business Improvement. We've had a reason, we've been advised to change that to Economic Restructuring. So Main Street Washington's Economic Restructuring Committee, handful of people, we're looking at growing that number, but we're trying to put together information and resources for business people in the district or future businesses in the district to help them understand what's going on and opportunities that are available to them, data that would help them be successful, and other resources like mentors or other resources that can help advise them on their business. So we're not necessarily the advisors, but we're trying to hook people up with the right resources to help them be successful.
Sure. And the presentation that you guys have, I'm assuming that that's with this information that you're looking to disperse.
Yes. So we're part of a network of about 48 other Main Street communities around the state of Iowa, and Main Street Iowa is a department within the Iowa Economic Development Authority, formerly called Iowa Department of Economic Development. And that Main Street Iowa is some great staff that used to be out in the field doing stuff at the local level that now are there as a resource around the state. They're able to buy some resources that we would not be able to here in Washington, and they make that available around the state. In this case, it was some data, mostly from census information that ESRI, which is generally a mapping company, they make ArcInfo, the city and the county's GIS system, they tie that to a lot of data, and they use that data to kind of help us understand what sort of market is out there, how many people live in a 5-minute, 10-minute, 20-minute radius of downtown Washington. And that is helpful information as people are trying to figure out, well, what kind of market do I have right here in the local area? 20-minute drive isn't even the entire KCII listening area. It doesn't include Kelowna in terms of the data that they put together, or Wellman. It's just a little bit of food for thought for people to think about, well, where is my market? Who lives in that market? What's their age? What's their earning potential of those households? And that's the sort of information. We didn't come up with it. Main Street Iowa delivers that to us, and we're out there to make this available to businesses.
Can you tell me a little bit about who gave the presentation? And maybe as you're looking at that information, what were some of the things that you knew and what were some surprises to you guys?
Well, the presenter is a person that knows Washington very well. His name is Jim Thompson. He works for Main Street Iowa. In his previous life, he's from Charles City and had been the Main Street director in Charles City, as well as running the Chamber of Commerce and being a small business person and doing a number of other things. A great resource for us. And when Jim came and gave his presentation, he identified a couple of things that were enlightening. It helps us at the local level think about our community in a different way. One of them that he highlighted was the fact that in the census, it showed that we had a higher than expected amount of vacant housing. And as we talked through this, and I went back and tried to figure out some more things about that. One of the other things that went along with that is that we have a much higher than the rest of the state percentage of people that own their home without a mortgage, meaning they own it outright. And that's because people in Washington and Washington County have a higher propensity to live in the same house for a long period of time. They might buy a house in their 20s, and they might live in that same house until retirement. They might add on to it. But what that meant was that when it came time for retirement, or maybe somebody needed a change, they may move into one of the numerous retirement communities that are in Washington County, in Kelowna, in Washington, even in Wayland. When they do that, they may not need to sell their home immediately. So we have some vacancies in our community due to people that have lost their home or they're in transition. They've moved and they have not sold their home yet or done some other things like that. And during the time of the census, probably some people that lost their home due to foreclosure. But what probably bumped us up a little bit higher is those people that when grandma decided to move to a retirement community, she didn't need to immediately sell her home. Maybe she just went in to the nursing home for hoping to return to her home, and maybe she did, maybe she didn't. But her home remained vacant for probably a fairly extended period of time. Eventually, that home will sell. But in the short term, that kind of contributed around Washington and around the whole county to a slightly elevated vacancy rate. I know Kelowna, after the census, looked at those numbers and actually did a recount because they were so alarmed by that vacancy rate. They thought it was wrong. I think that actually there's some interesting characteristics about Washington County. We buy a house, we probably stay in that house for a long time, and a lot more people in Washington County than other places are living here without a mortgage because they've paid their home off.
And we have this information now that's been presented and is available. What's next to do with that information?
Well, the next steps actually are being invited into places like KCII to let the listeners in the area know about that. Although I run the Washington Economic Development Group, I'm a volunteer, like a lot of other people. I'm a volunteer for Main Street Washington. As they kind of reassemble their website, as Sarah Cedricula is the new executive director there and is working on some things, I just threw this data up on the Wedge website, and it's available there. And hopefully when readers go to your website, they'll be able to click on a link to get that data, which I think would be great. We've had quite a few people that have downloaded that. If people look at that and have questions about it, I'm always available to help them maybe interpret that. I'm also available to help hook them up with some other people that might be able to give them additional data if they need that, or maybe to help them interpret that in a different way.
And that was my conversation with Ed Raber, Executive Director of the Washington Economic Development Group and volunteer member of the Economic Restructuring Committee at Main Street, Washington. This has been the Washington Page on the What to Count On for today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII.